I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1238. Insight is not enough. I remember talking to Greg about a soccer game that he reffed. Some coaches and players were on him about a call that he made on the field. Now, Greg believed that it was the right call, so he went over to talk to the fans and the coaches, falsely believing that if he just gave them some insight into why he did what he did, they would understand and agree with him. And he did, and they didn't. Why not? Because insight is not enough. It would be nice to just be able to tell people what they need to know, the right thing to do, the right way to think, the right view of this or that topic. And if you explain it well, and if you're clear and articulate and well-reasoned, then they'll agree with you and see it your way. Well, that didn't work out for Jesus. If it didn't work out for Jesus, it's not going to work out for you or me either. Because insight is not enough. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as God has loved us, even if our neighbor totally can't see life your way. Edwin Freeman was an ordained rabbi. He was a family therapist, a leadership consultant, and an author. In fact, I've enjoyed and benefited from several of his books, including Friedman's Fables and Generation to Generation. The book on fables includes a story of the bridge, and it's worth the price of the book. Well, this is what he wrote on the topic of influence by insight. He wrote, "The colossal misunderstanding of our time is the assumption that insight will work with people who are unmotivated to change." Hear that again. The colossal misunderstanding of our time is the assumption that insight will work with people who are unmotivated to change. He goes on, "Communication does not depend on syntax or eloquence or rhetoric or articulation, but on the emotional context in which the message is being heard. People can only hear you when they are moving towards you, and they're not likely to when your words are pursuing them. Even the choicest words lose their power when they are used to overpower. Attitudes are the real figures of speech." There are a couple of points to ponder here when it comes to T2G. One is how and one is when. How you say something is even more important than what you say, because what you say will not be received if you don't pay attention to how you say it. Now, every parent, spouse, boss, friend knows that's true. Our words matter, yes, but so does our volume, so does our attitude, so does our body language, our motive, and our intent. The old saying reminds us that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Then there's the second powerful point to ponder in what Friedman wrote, and that's the when. You can say the right thing in the right way at the wrong time, and it won't be truly heard. Another old saying says, "When the student is ready, the teacher appears." This is the most frustrating part of relationships. In witnessing, it's the Spirit of God and the Word of God that draws people, not your slick evangelistic presentation. You can say it well, and they may not be ready, sadly. The same is true in other relationships. You can say something, and then later someone else says the exact same thing, and they ignored you, but they listened to her. Why? Well, because insight is not enough. Here's the great question. Is there a place where you need to back off? Stop relying on your ability to persuade and convince, and just let the Spirit and the Word, in the timing of God, do their thing. Let's pray this prayer from PureFlix.com. Lord, create in me a clean heart. Life is so complicated and busy and chaotic. But amidst the mess, give me the strength and courage to see people and places and things and events through your lens. Please guide me and change me, O God. Give me your heart for others and the world around me. Each and every day, help me to see through your eyes the truth of what is, what has been, and what one day will be. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1239. And in the meantime, elsewhere Friedman wrote, "But what is clear about pain universal is this. To the extent that we are motivated to get on with life, we seem to be able to tolerate more pain. In other words, our threshold seems to increase. Conversely, To the extent that we are unmotivated to get out of the chair, our threshold seems to go down. You know, friends, sometimes people, and that includes ourselves, are not ready to change. And no amount of words or coaxing will make us. And as frustrating as that is, we are still called to keep loving them, even when insight is not enough.